everyone please stand?
The Holy Spirit is in this house today.
Amen.
He got here early and he's still here, so I just want you to know that. While you're standing, I would like for you to greet your neighbor with a hug or a holy kiss and pass the peace. Well, welcome everyone to the Lord's house. Welcome to Calvary. My name is Robin Stowers, and I will be doing the welcoming and the announcements this morning. So who's ready to have church? We ready to have church today? I'm ready to worship the Lord and serve him also, yes. Okay, well, let's get our business taken care of, please. If you are a guest this morning, we are happy that you are here. And we hope that the ushers have noticed you and given you a little information on our church here, and we hope that you will enjoy and come back to see us. For the folks who are here on a regular basis and for the guests that we have, if you have any prayer needs or a joy that you would like to share, you know where the yellow cards are. Also, guest information. If there's anything on here that you want to put, how we can help you, or if you've seen somebody missing for a few weeks, go ahead and put something on that. And if you've done something for the Lord outside of the walls of this church, please put your salty service cards in the offering plate as it is passed by. Okay, so let's move on to announcements, and we do have quite a few, so please don't get bored with me. The church is selling entertainment books as a fundraiser. So the youth is selling them, and Nancy Walker and Gail Wagers, and there's a few other people that have the entertainment books. And if you would like one of those, find one of those people. Okay. Today, right after the church service, there is going to be a brief meeting to approve our budget. And we need that because next week is charge conference, and that will be at 6 o'clock next Sunday at Asbury United Methodist Church. And so we hope that you will stay after church so that we can get our voting done and get our council. Council needs to stay after church, yes. Okay. Our food bank is up and running after a short time of a change in leadership. And they're asking that you bring coupons for baby food and diapers and such like that, so that they can have those available to put in the bags with the food. Also, I want to tell you a little bit about Fighting Hunger. This is a really neat program. The Ameris Bank, there is a bank called Ameris, and they are partnering with Calvary and two other food banks in Orange Park to help fight hunger. Now, here's how it's going to work. Ameris Bank is collecting money and food at their bank. They will be dividing that between the three food banks here in Clay County. There is a donation box out in the hallway. Ameris Bank will give us money for each item donated by our congregation. Larry will report the total number of items weekly to Ameris Bank, so the more we collect, the more money we will get back to put into our food bank. What they would like to have, canned goods of all kinds, peanut butter, jelly, cereal, canned meats, pasta. So watch your ads for the BOGO specials. You can always shop at places like Save-A-Lot, Aldi's, Dollar Tree, and let's fill that box each week. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Amen. All righty. Also for W.E. Cherry, the items for October are colored pencils and crayons. And all year they're asking for packages of underwear and socks. So we want to be able to provide the children at that school with those items. Last night we had a fun time. We had our little event called A Night at the Hop, and it was a 50s theme. And I'm telling you, we had some good-looking men and women up here in their 50s outfits. We just had a ton of fun. But the most important thing, besides the food, fun, and the fellowship, is after all the bills were paid, the church netted over $800. So thank you, Calvary. Okay, are there any other announcements? Then I will pass the mic to Jean Clark.
If you would, please stand, and we will read together responsively our worship elements. In covenant with God and each other, we affirm our unity in Christ.
We will take faithful steps to live as a worldwide church in a mission for the transformation of the world.
In covenant with God and each other, we commit ourselves to be in ministry with all people.
In faithfulness to the gospel, we will cross boundaries of language, culture, social, or economic status as we grow in mutual love and trust.
in covenant with God and each other. We participate in God's mission as partners in ministry.
We share our God-given gifts, experiences, and resources, recognizing that they are of equal value, whether spiritual, financial, or missional.
In covenant with God and each other, we commit ourselves to full equality.
We uphold equity and accountability in our relationships, structures, and responsibilities for the denomination.
In covenant with God and each other, we enter afresh into a relationship of mutuality.
With God's grace, we jointly live out our worldwide connection in mission for the transformation of the world.
Andy?
If you'd remain standing and turn in your hymnals to page 144, we'll sing This Is My Father's World. And Richard will sing the solo. If you turn to page 881, we'll have our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
microphone?
If I can hold the microphone, you might have to hold it.
I'll try.
All right.
It's on. All right. Who can tell me what this number is? How about this? I is not just a letter, but a word. We write it out as it always. When we write it out, it is always a capital, a big, big and important, and it contains the number one. When we wake up in the morning, you think, I'm sleepy or I'm hungry. I think this is because all humans were made to automatically or instinctively think first about ourselves, and that's why I is big. It's even called the first person pronoun. That's how we're made. That's how our brain works, and that's how we think. And since God created us, that's okay. But the Bible tells us that we are to be servants, to submit to others, to think about others first. That's not really how we think. That's not how our brain works, and that's hard. Who knows what this word is? Go ahead. You. It's called a second person pronoun. It's the same if I mean to say it to one person or to a bunch of people. It's harder to write, and it's more than one letter. It's not I, and it's not about me. God knows it's hard for us, and that's why he sent Jesus to be an example of how we should be. Jesus told us, the most important lesson is to put God first and to think about other people as often as we think about ourselves. Let us pray. God, you created us. You know that we think first about ourselves. Yet you do not get angry when we forget you and others. You still love us. You sent Jesus to be our example. Strengthen us, God, to be a better people, to think of others, not just ourselves. Amen.
I would like to invite the lay servants to come forward and come to the chancel rail, if I could have the lay servants of our congregation. Lay servants are specially trained laity in the United Methodist Church to speak, sometimes preach, but not always, but to speak, to teach, and to lead. And these ladies and gentlemen that you see here have done that. And I have to point out that this is an unusual amount for our size church. Some churches have one or two lay speakers in their whole congregation. We have eight total. And that's a wonderful, wonderful turnout. And I thank each and every one of them for their leadership and support in this congregation. And so should you. And I'm going to invite them now to join with me in this commissioning service. As they make their commitment to serve this church. From the beginning, God entered into covenant with the human family, with Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Moses, Deborah, Ruth, and Jeremiah.
Through baptism, Jesus Christ calls us into the covenant and makes us ministers of Christ's righteousness.
All Christian ministry is Christ's work of outreaching love. It demonstrates a common life of gratitude and devotion, witness and service, celebration and discipleship.
Christians are called to Christ's servanthood in the world.
To the glory of God and for human fulfillment.
The church, as the community of the new covenant, participates in Christ's ministry of grace.
It stretches out to human needs, wherever service may convey God's love and ours.
In our ministry of servanthood is this ultimate concern.
That all may be renewed in the image of their Creator, and that all Christians are called to minister in deeds and words that heal and free.
And that is the ministry of the laity. Thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you for your leadership and service.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This music this morning is called Special Delivery.
Amen.
And I'd like to give you a little bit of background information on it. Several years ago, Lucy Gilmore, who recently passed, asked me to sing a song at her daughter's funeral. And after the service, Lucy came to me and requested that I sing it at her service. Mm. And I lost the music. I had to go back and find it again. So this is dedicated to her.
Amen.
There was anyone like him, never will one be the same. A tiny babe, an infant king, Savior. We worship and honor the power of His name. Oh, He came special, delivery wrapped up in love, bound by a promise, sealed by a dove, and filled with the Spirit, carried by grace. He knew where He was going by the look on His face. Where He went, love was there also. He was love, showed the way. Those who saw knew He was holy. And I see what they saw to this very day. Oh, He came special, delivery wrapped up in love, bound by a promise, sealed by a dove, and filled with the Spirit, carried by grace. He knew where He was going by the look on His face. Where He went, I will go gladly. I will not grieve for the past, for I know where I'll be going, and I will be going to see Him at last. I'm going special, delivery wrapped up in love, bound by a promise, sealed by a dove, and filled with the Spirit, carried by grace. He knew where I am going by the look on my face. Going special, delivery wrapped up in love, bound by a promise, sealed by a dove, and filled with the Spirit, carried by grace. You'll know where I am going by the look on my face.
Thank you, Jean. That was awesome, would you think?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jean.
Very special. So as we come to this time of prayer, I would ask that each of you right now let go of the things that get in the way of our daily lives. Take a deep breath and let it go. concentrate on God and all that He does for us. As we come before God right now, we want to leave everything behind and think only of Him at this time of prayer, this sweet hour of prayer. This sweet hour of prayer that calls us from a world of care. This sweet hour of prayer that bids us to our Father's throne to make all of our wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and often escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, oh, we pray, sweet hour of prayer. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord, just offering up to you our praise, giving you all the honor, all the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for lifting us up each and every day of our lives. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to come to worship you, Lord. We just give you all that you so rightly deserve, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us in ways that only you can. Sometimes, Lord, we might fall short of your glory. And sometimes, Lord, we falter. But you're always there, Jesus, always there, Lord, to just pick us up and carry us on. And we're thankful, Lord. We just give you thanks. And Father, in this on this wonderful day of Laity Sunday, we thank you not only for our lay servants, but all of those in your church who serve so diligently, Lord, sharing their God-given gifts, their experiences, the resources that you have given us, Lord. And we recognize that all of them have equal value, Lord, whether they be spiritual, whether it's a financial gift, or if it's in a mission field. And Lord, we just ask right now that you would hear our prayers and our praises that we offer up, Lord. And I'm going to ask each of you right now, if you have a special praise or prayer request, that you would lift it up verbally, lift it up aloud, if you feel so inclined. And if not, just pray silently. And God will hear that prayer. He will hear that praise. At this time, I ask you to lift up your praises and prayer requests. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Corey and Ivy as the Indian Friendly Successful.
Amen.
Bob, as he brings a message.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Alan Barlow, as he feels all the love from his family.
Amen. And now, Father God, we just we thank you, Lord, for blessing us so mightily. We ask you, Lord, to increase in us those things that keep us close to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to decrease those things that keep us apart from you. Lift us up, Lord. Help us to do your will on this earth, especially here at this church and in this community that we serve. Bless all of those who govern us, Lord, those who protect us, especially the men and women of our armed forces. Be with them each day, Lord, as they diligently carry out the work that they're tasked with. And Father God, as we go forth today, we ask that you would always keep us mindful of the prayer that you taught your disciples as together we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn your hymnals to page 154. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 6. Six.
Please be seated. Our scripture lesson this morning from the Old Testament is Job 38, verses 4 through 7. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? And what were its basic sum? On what laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the heavens bringing shouted for joy. In the New Testament, this is from Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning. Let's get rid of this one. Now you can't hear me. Okay. I can whisper. No. Good morning again. Welcome to Calvary. You might have questioned, where's the pastor? She's right there. This is Laity Sunday. This is a celebration or an opportunity for the laity of the church to participate in the service. The United Methodist Church throughout is having Laity Sunday today. So all of us are united, as is the theme for this year's Laity Sunday. We are united in service to God and to the church. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Let me draw your attention to Job, the scripture in Job. It starts out, were you there? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Who's talking? Who's asking? God is asking Job, where were you when I laid the foundation? Job was not there. What does it go on to say? That God created everything. The earth, the clouds, the heavens, you, me, everything. How great is our God. At the bottom it asks, or it says, when the morning stars sang together and the heavenly beings shouted for joy, God's work was great. How great is our God? What was Job's reply or situation, I might ask? Job was not great. Job had lost his family, his job, his wealth, everything, but one thing. And we'll talk about that this morning. What unified Job? What connection did Job have left and everything that was going against him? This morning, as I said, is the United Methodist Church Laity Sunday. We are unified in serving. But, unlike Job, we have God with us. We have Jesus Christ with us. We are not alone. We have each other. We have the church. We are the laity. It is not just the lay servants that get up here and participate. You are welcome to participate. From the choir singing, to the ushers, to the popularity of Bill Walker when he's the announcer or the narrator up here in the cantatas, or when you call the church and you hear his wonderful voice, to being an usher, serving you as you walk in the door of the church. Many others, the choir faithfully coming out on Wednesday night to rehearse and prepare and be ready to sing God's glory. But you can do that. You don't have to be able to sing, well, you can make a joyful noise. I do. Just ask any of the choir. I'll make a joyful noise. Laity is you and I. And we can be called to serve. And we can be called to unite with others in our church or outside of our church. in a way that we serve God. We're talking about service. We're talking about serving God. There's a story that I heard on the way to work about 2 weeks ago now or so. Unfortunately, it was the story about the shooting at Umpqua Community College. The announcer was talking about it. And he's talked about the shooter coming into the room and going around the room and asking, "Are you a Christian?" Yes, one. Yes, two. Yes, three. The first Christian that said, "Yes, I am a Christian," he shot him. And the second. And the third. The radio announcer was talking about that and talking about the courage it took for us to, for those people to say, "I am a Christian." And he said, who had the most courage? The first one spoke up, or the second, knowing what happened to the first? Here's a downer. What does it matter? What difference does it make? Who had the most courage? It wasn't their courage that they spoke up and said, "I am a Christian." It wasn't their service. They were united in their belief in Jesus Christ. It's not courage. It's not even belief. It's a little bit deeper. What are we as United Methodist Church members united in? Can you fill in the blank? Not service. Partly not belief. A little bit deeper than belief. Job had it. Do we? Can you stand up and say, "I am a Christian"? You know, I used to think that when I heard the stories of Christians being killed in other places because they believed, that that wouldn't happen here. That no one would point a gun to my head and ask me if I was a Christian. And I would have to make the choice to answer yes or no based on my life. Would I be willing to say, "Yes, I am a Christian"? Can you answer that? Can you answer what you would do in that situation or today in this church? Can you fully commit to claiming, "I am a Christian"? If you can, what takes you to that point? At work, do people know that you're a Christian? Do you show that you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you show through your actions and deeds on a daily basis that your work companions know that you are a Christian? How about driving down Blanding Boulevard? Do people know you're a Christian after you've driven down Blanding Boulevard? How about if you have a teenager at home? We have life situations where we are tested, where we need to make a decision. Do we believe or not? We are united in faith. Our faith will make us whole. As Jesus told the woman who touched his garment, your faith has made you whole. It's not just our belief. It goes deeper to the soul, to what you have accepted. Where is your faith based? Is it in God? Or is it in the possessions we have or the money we have? Or even the power we have? Do you stand up in front of the mirror every morning and say, "Wow, you're great"? That's good. But if it becomes your only means of power, if it becomes you, that you are great and nobody else is, what have you done? You have taken you and replaced God. We talked about last week, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person. He wouldn't let go of his possessions, of the wealth he had. We are here to serve. We are here to serve in Jesus' name. We are here because Jesus, one, God created everything. He sent his son, Jesus, into the world to save us. Jesus came into the world to teach us, to show us how to live, how to be a Christian. Without faith in our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, where would we be? Faith, hope, love, these three. Without faith, is there hope? Without faith, are we able to love as Jesus taught us to love? Are we willing to stand up and say, "Here I am, Lord, use me. Use me in any way you can." From being an usher, from cleaning up the pews after the service, to going outside and in the name of the church, in the name of God, cleaning restrooms at businesses, gathering things and providing them for W.E. Cherry. We are called to serve. But we're called to serve because Christ commanded us to do so. The final scripture is in Matthew, and it says, "Go into all," or let me back up, "by all of the authority given to me from heaven and on earth, I command you to go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things I have commanded you." Are we ready to do that? Are we ready to really go outside the walls of this church and touch other people for Jesus Christ? Every day we have opportunities. These things should fill the offering plate each Sunday, because we took advantage of the opportunities that we had to serve. I was a Boy Scout. Do a good turn daily. I am a Christian. Do I do it? Do I serve Him daily? Each hour of each day? We are united through our faith. But we are not alone. The rest of the scripture in Matthew says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you, even to death. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Are you willing to serve Him? This morning, I really want to get across how important our faith is to the things that we do and say and how we are. But I want to give you an opportunity to take this time to think if you can answer the question, can I stand up and claim to be a Christian no matter what the circumstance, no matter what I face? Is my faith in my Savior strong enough that I would be willing to take it to my death? This morning, I'd like for you to bow your heads and just to have a silent time to think of how we can do that, how we can follow what Jesus has said, to go into all the nations. And Lord, we pray that we can turn our thoughts, our desire for you, into action. We thank you, Lord. And as we sing, if you would like to turn your thoughts into action, the altar rail is open. It's done by standing up and making the one step to come down. It is the action founded on what you believe. Come if you will. Thank you. Amen. How long was it?
If you'd stand and look to the screen behind me.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, spirit isn't in me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amen. Die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true, but it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Amazing love, die for me. Amazing. that it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, that it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and abide in you as we leave the day to serve the Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen.